Hi everyone, and welcome to Jedisode. Jedisode is an audio series that gives the Jedihood message to you, to particular people who are more accustomed to this particular format of an episode, webisode type of podcast sort of thing. And felt impressed to begin this at this time. This is the introduction, Jedisode, and really, Jedisode is a play on two Hebrew words. Jedi, as you have hopefully looked at the Jedihood message and have learned this, is that Jedi comes from a Hebrew action word, actually a series of actions. You'll see this Hebrew word, let's say, Yada, Yadaya, Yadai, Solomon, the Nathan the prophet calls him Jedidiah, Jediel. It's amazing, but people have not been paying attention to the scriptures to understand there is a particular person that is meant to have an intimate relationship with the Father, and that intimacy is the knowing, and where we have trust. That's where Jedihood has the saying trust and relationship. Okay, there is a trust factor. There is a growth going on. Okay, a maturity. That's, you know, when you see Jedihood or adulthood, it gives you the sense of growing. Okay, a sense of being mature. Okay, that's what we're talking about here. Now, sod is also a Hebrew word, and it means counsel. It also has a tie-in to secrecy, but really, the secrecy that this word is again pointing to is an intimacy. For example, you had particular prophets in Scripture. Okay, who would counsel to kings? And they were known as Yadai. You'll actually see that Hebrew word in there. And some of you should already be aware of this, but the letter J is a recent, okay, letter in our language, okay, that has been carried for thousands of years. Okay, that has gotten used over time and has changed. But back then, before the J, there was the letter Y. Okay, there was a understanding that, for example, you see like the name Jeremiah. When you translate it in Hebrew, it's actually Yeremyahu. Okay, you have a Y sound. This is where you grasp that the English that we see and the translation in Scripture can kind of fool us because of our current way of speaking. As you know, language changes according to the culture. And it's very interesting that particular terms or words that we use have associations not just with, let's say, the Hebrew or scriptural, you know, understandings, but also, let's say, Greek, Roman. Regardless, you know, there are, for example, the word church, or the word pandemic, or the word liberty, which all stem from an understanding of a particular pagan god. And you'll see that this person will talk in the video series of these forces, these dark forces, these dark entities that we have confused ourselves with. For example, fortune has to do with a god or a belief in fortune, of fortuna. Or church has an association with Kirk or Kirky spirit, and you can, or Cersei. Okay, and then you can also see Liberty or Libertas. Pan, let's say, for example, we're seeing the word recently, when this is being recorded, of the word pandemic. You see the relationship with Pan. Okay, these are associated. These words actually help constitute our way of thinking into, and it you realize that these forces get associated with us, okay, by hanging on to the understandings of what these words symbolize in our culture. For example, media or medium, okay, or pharmaceuticals. You have pharmakia. Look up all of these and you'll see what associations they have. When this person became, for 10 years, this particular person became a hermit. You don't necessarily need to focus on me as a person here, okay? This is why this person is not necessarily giving this person's name out at the beginning of this. But for you to see, it's not about the person, but the message or the purpose of what this person is being called to give. Even when there is a time of adversity, or there are times where this, you know, it doesn't look like it's being really taken seriously. That's not the point. The point is doing the will of the Father. And you'll see that the will, the higher will of the Father, is greater than personal will. And most people, when they speak to this person, you could tell they hold a personal will. And a personal will always break. And you just need to give it time and friction, and Yah will purposely bring a stumbling block in their way in which they will be humbled, even though they don't necessarily want to face that fact. It will bring them to a state where they can't go forward. But the higher will takes you beyond what you are even able to do, because you're going by what you know is right, not necessarily what you want to do at that point in time. For example, when this person was given the Jedihood message, this person didn't want to go to a group of people who this person knew was going to ridicule it. Yet in the scriptures, we see that people, particular called out ones, are chosen, okay, to go out there, okay, and not necessarily go to our friends, okay, or go to our congregations, right, but to go out in the darkness and become a light, okay. That's what it speaks about in the scriptures, of what Yeshua says, to be a light to the nations, okay. He started, right, with people they knew, but eventually he grew beyond that and was called to the lost, okay, as what he referred to as the lost sheep. Now, sometimes we get frustrated, particular people who are called to give the good news or the message of redemption. Jedihood is a message of redemption. It's a message of return. And it's important for us to realize what return means. It means a letting go of your personal will. The higher will be in conflict with the personal will when the person, especially when the personal will has its way and will take down the higher will. But when the personal will is submitted, okay, so that the Father will rise to his rightful place and we trust him, right? We have faith in his word and we act in faith and go out accordingly and do the will of the Father. We see the reward from his blessing and the intimacy that we are given, and the people that we touch, and the diamonds in the rough that we find. These are important to grasp, especially in this point in time when there are so many messages out there that say they know truth, but when the rubber meets the road, right, when you actually challenge them, you will see that they actually stand for the very opposite of what they preach, which, as this person has mentioned, has to do with hypocrisy. And a lot of people think it's all about what you believe, right? It's all about, that's what they say, it's all about what you believe or what you think how it all works. It's not necessarily what you believe. A lot of people believe in the Father in heaven, but do they know the Father in heaven? You see what this person's saying? Do you know the Father? Because it says in the scriptures, there will be many who say they know me. Again, remember, what does knowing mean? Okay, you see in the scriptures, knowing, Adam knew his wife. There was an intimate relationship. Okay? We need to, once you see it, you can't unsee it. Because it's there. It's always been there. People have come to me and say, you're just using this word and you're taking out of Star Wars, and you're just making it, you know, something that it isn't. Look in the scriptures. You will find it. And you will realize that these words, okay, are ancient, and they're based on an action, okay, that a particular person was meant to perform. What you see in the movies is a children's story, okay, which borrows from this persona and displays it. That's why you see them with lightsabers, right? They carry, in the scriptures, they were known as nomad shepherds. They were out in the desert. That's why you see, for example, the first Star Wars, where you see Obi-Wan Kenobi, or let's say Yoda, being a hermit, right, who has this calling to protect the chosen one. You see that in scripture. That's clearly in scripture. The difference between Star Wars, though, in scripture is essential in that, what do these people focus on? What do they have in, what do they gaze on? Okay? In Star Wars, you see this belief in the Force. Okay? In that, this force is an energy field that surrounds us, binds us together. Okay, it's taking some truth, but there's something off about it. First of all, there is no relationship. Okay, especially in the original trilogy. Eventually, they brought in a scientific explanation, right? More of a scientific belief system of a symbiotic relationship in the prequels. You also got this understanding of a balance between dark and light that wasn't really as prevalent in the original trilogy. But you see this concept of Gnostic dualism. Okay? When you read about it in scriptures, it's clear of what domain or what tree, right? When you read this Genesis, you hear of two trees, and you look at the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and you see that a lot of people can focus on the knowledge of good and still be part of the evil. And when you see the Force in Star Wars, you see that people are, there are some people that focus on good, yet the evil will rise, okay, because they are associated with the darkness. They're part of the same power, okay? That's what Lucas was trying to show. Okay, it's interesting how Lucas, you see this in Hebrew, it's, Lucas is Luke, okay? That's what it means, okay, in Scripture. Obviously, Luke is relating to this character, Lu. You also see that in his THX movie. It has to do with lights. That's who he saw himself, and that's what he knew he had to do. That's why he went into filmmaking. It's a motion picture of lights. What we're seeing here is something greater, okay, than just a person telling a story. But we're seeing a scribe telling a story, just as you see the prophets in Scripture writing what the Father is telling them. It's very similar. It's very similar. And when you look closer at it, you see the parallels. And a lot of people look to the character, okay, of the Jedi in Star Wars, and they can relate. Okay, the key word is relate. Can you relate with an energy field? Can you have an intimate relationship with an energy field? No, you can't. It's simply a energy field. These fictional people tap into and use. Yet the people in Scripture, okay, Jedediah, they grab an intimate wisdom of the Father to know. And they, because they know the Father, they are able to act in the knowing, okay? And that relationship allows them to prosper, okay? You see Spock live long and prosper. This is not from Star Trek. A lot of people will say, that comes from Star Trek. No, that came from a blessing, a Levitical blessing. Okay, Yah bless you and keep you. A lot of people say, for example, the Force be with you always. Well, look in the Scriptures. It will say the Father be with you. For example, Yeshua says, I will be with you always, even until the end of time. Always is a very precious word. It has a lot to do with the Father in heaven, because he says, I am, right? The Father, Yah. I am that I am. I am who was, who is, and who is to come. Okay? His chosen can relate to and share. And this person is being called to share this to particular people who can grasp what this message is about. And people are still too stuck in the fiction to understand what it is showing. And this person is attempting to focus on the persona that these people, that people can relate to with the Jedi in Star Wars, but am also showing the danger of this fictional force, okay, in comparison to the Father, okay, which the Father, right, you have the Tree of Life or the Book of Life, the Scriptures, the script, his word in action. Okay, you see that a lot within the video series. What is being spoken here is a performance. And the parable that this person has brought up multiple times, even at the beginning of the video series and the Jedi Hood message, the manuscript, is the understanding of a performance. Okay, when you look at the theater and understand that it's the theater of the universe and that we are to perform. Okay, there's a story there. We're meant to learn the script. We read the script. We learn our roles. We listen to the director. We act when the cue comes. Right? These are things we can visually see that is teaching a spiritual concept. And there's a reason why this person puts it within and called to put it in this message, because it has to do, okay, with what is being done. It's a legend, okay, to what this is about. And a lot of, very many people who first look at this message will not grasp the parable, okay, because they're in fictional thinking. And it's hard for them to see, but that is why it is written in parable. You see, Yeshua gave parables, right? He gave parables to speak in a language, okay? They speak in a language a person can understand. There's a lot of people who are in an understanding of Star Wars that this person is being called to share this message with them. Some are going to, you know, ignore it. It is what it is. But there are those who, when they hear this message, it will resonate with them. They can relate to what this message is. And it's about a maturity of called out ones who are called to know, an intimate relationship with the Father, to perform, and to have a commitment to be in a relationship, a daily sacrifice of intimate knowing, okay? Just as if you were, you know, a husband and wife were married, or if you had a son or daughter. Whichever relationship, there is a maturity, okay? There is a growth process that happens in which there is a form of intimacy. Now, this person refers to Yah as the Father because of this person's relationship, okay, to Yah. Now, some people will see him in different terms. For example, some might see it very more like a acquaintance, because that determines their intimacy, you see, what's being said here. Some can only refer to him as, let's say, God, or let's say, a particular term that they'll use. I've seen some very interesting ones, but it really determines your intimacy. This person has gotten to the point where servant, right, the knight, a lot of people will say they don't understand what a knight is, because knight in German, right, means servant. What is servant? Submission to your master. Okay? Being, and what is a master? Okay? M-A-S-T on a ship is what keeps the ship together. Okay? The Father is the true source of light that keeps the ship together. And this person is submitting to his will, right? Being a servant to perform his task. Okay? That is the mission. That's what's being given. And this Jedi Sowed audio series, again, is a way to share this message to those who can better understand this message in this sort of format. Essentially, that is the case. I'm going to go ahead and stop it here, since this is a way for you to get accustomed with this new format, and let's see where it goes, and hopefully it will carry on to further episodes. I'm looking forward to seeing what can come up, especially since this person doesn't have to worry about the video formatting or the editing as much. And think that will help this person focus even more on the message, because it's about hearing. And hearing is about doing the will of the Father. That's what it's essentially about. Now, some people can look at this and think this is some sort of cult because they're just seeing it from the surface. They don't understand what language this is being given. And some people will see it as a ministry because they will see it as that particular format. Skip both of those thoughts out of your mind. Okay, this is a message that the Father has given to us at this time in order to perform. Okay, in order to return and come back and learn the knowing, the intimacy the Father is asking us to do. He is wooing us. Okay, he is wooing us to come and to seek his ways. There's been people before us that did live according to his ways. Yet many of us have gotten confused, whether it's the church system. Some of us have, when that failed, went into these Eastern faiths and religions. But they still miss that relationship. And this is something that this person has really noticed, that people who can relate to the Jedi in Star Wars have certain desires, innate desires, to connect with a father figure. Either it is a father figure that they've been denied of in their family structure, or it is a type of fatherly role that they crave that they're currently not being given. This person is being called to present the message from the Father in a mature message that helps show, it performs the task that the Father wants us to see, okay, that he shares in his word, the scriptures. And this is a calling to return, okay, to return to the script, to return to our roles, not to argue with the director, but to learn the director, to know the director, because when an actor and a director are together and they know their roles and their purpose and they work with the script, they're able to work with the cues, they can give a good performance. The theater has a good production. That is what the picture that we're trying to show here, and think that we are succeeding in this, because a lot of us think that it's all about something we attain as a thing, that it's something we add to our, you know, our in our brain, and we become higher and higher and get to a higher state of consciousness. This is what a lot of people believe. If you understand what intimacy is, and a lot of us don't really understand this sort of relationship, even those who are married or have kids or have moms or dads lose this intimacy, and the Father's asking us to return to that knowing, because through that knowing, that is when we are given insight according to his will, according to his purpose, and you will know. You will know. Anyways, this is the first of the Jedi-sode series. Hope you enjoy it, and we'll talk to you later. Yes, this is Yehunatan. It doesn't matter. It's not about the person. It's about the message. Anyways, take care, and we'll give another one out soon. Okay, bye-bye now.